Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is brought to you on the Fan Hotline, which is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. He's back from a long vacation. We're talking about Pirates broadcaster John Wehner. John, were you in Bora Bora or Tahiti this past week?
No, just Cancun. I didn't go too far away, but
John,
had a wonderful time.
Are you a daiquiri or pina colada guy?
Neither. I mean, I could drink a daiquiri here and there, but I'm not into the sweet stuff.
Tequila?
I can't drink sweet.
Can you do a shot of tequila or two?
Well, I could do. I might have done one shot of tequila, but it was like the bad tequila. If you give me some Patron, I can handle that, but I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of doing shots, period.
John, you just like beer, don't you? You're like me.
I am. I'm a beer guy. I like, when it's hot out, a vodka tonic by the pool is nice,
ooh,
you know?
Okay.
John, the number one question people are asking is what a fabulous week the Pirates had going 8-1. Does it change your perspective on them? They're still below 500. Now we're, 10 days, 11 days away from the trade deadline? We thought all along they were going to be sellers. Have you changed your mind yet, or do you need to see more?
They're in a tough spot as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's an interesting situation. I mean, I think if the pack was a little bit, there's a big pack ahead of them. I think they're only better than, record-wise, over four teams better. I think there's only four teams with less losses in the National League than the Pirates.
So they'd have to jump six teams for the second wild card, John.
Yeah, it's different if you have two or three teams and you're within 5.5 games with two or three teams. I mean, that when you got six, seven, eight teams that are running for the same wild card spots, and you're at the bottom of that, it's a tough call to sit there and say that, you got to make a move to make a push. That doesn't mean that they won't make a trade, but I think if they do make trades, I think they're going to make trades to make the team better, not just for the last 65 games, but for next year and beyond as well. I mean, it'll be interesting. I think they have a very tough schedule the rest of the way. I think they play almost 60% of their games on the road where they haven't played that well. They play against a lot of good teams, a lot of teams that are over 500. But then again, most of the teams in the National League, like I said, I think that there's only four or five teams that are below 500 in the National League. And so to sit there and think that they're going to go and, make a big move, a bold move, and pick up a rental player or pick up or trade prospects, to think that they can, that they have a good shot, of getting into the postseason. And getting into the postseason, again, I know Neil has said this in the past, and, you get into the postseason, you're in the dance, anybody can win it. But when you look at some of the talent that's out there, I mean, I don't know how realistic it is to think that this Pirates team has a chance to win a World Series this year.
John, would you trade Vasquez for a blue chip prospect? Now that we know the market after the Brad Hand trade, would you be tempted to do something like that?
I think maybe a blue chip prospect might be a reach. Multiple blue chip prospects, I think you'd have to entertain that offer. I mean, but I don't think you trade one guy in Vasquez who has a very good contract and who is what I think is a shutdown closer. One for one, I wouldn't. I think I would have to get a package for a guy like Vasquez, but he is probably your most valuable piece. And if somebody wants to overwhelm you with a package that's going to improve your team in the shorter term, not just long term. I mean, I don't want to, a blue chip guy that's two or three or four years away, I don't think helps. I think if you have a couple of guys that are major league ready or on the verge of being major league ready, I think you have to entertain it.
John, what did you think of the whole Austin Meadows situation? He wasn't happy that he got sent down. Neil Huntington said they probably waited too long to send him down. Do you think we're going to see him sooner rather than later?
I think it depends on the situation. I think it depends on available at bats. I think obviously the trust and that they had and that Polanco was going to turn his season around made all the, you know, made that the at bats unavailable for Austin. I mean, Austin did some good things, and I think he is big league ready, and I think he deserves an opportunity, but not. You know, how do you get him in the lineup? That's the issue. It's hard to get him in the lineup. I think it was unfortunate that he sat for the last, pretty much that entire homestand. And so I think Neil's right. I mean, they probably would have been better served to send him out sooner. Obviously your starting three, Marte, Polanco, and Dickerson, were all playing well. They gave Polanco an opportunity to come back, and he come back in a big way, and he has that type of bat that can carry an offense. And so you gotta admire the faith that they had in him, that and the belief that they had that he was going to turn it around. And so that being said, that the four-man rotation doesn't work because you got three guys swinging the bat well, and guys that have been around that have contracts, and for Austin, it's unfortunate. I feel bad for him because that doesn't happen all the time, where a guy comes up and hits 300 and does the things that he did, that he gets sent back down. But until there's an injury or a trade or a spot available to get him in there regularly, he's better served to play every day in Indianapolis.
John, what do you think is next for Francisco Cervelli? Is it first
base?
That's
scary. That's a scary situation. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, I just know that these concussions are dangerous, and guys, John Jaso, Joe Mauer, there's been guys in that position that have had to be moved, and now I don't know, how well Cervelli can play first base. And in Pittsburgh, I don't see him playing first base with Josh Bell there, except for maybe against lefties, or you try to get him in there every now and again. But I think Cervelli's going to come back and try to catch, and hopefully, I think it's going to be a miraculous thing if he's going to be able to catch 4 or 5 days a week without this happening again. It's scary. I think that's a shame. I feel really bad for him because of the year he was having. It looked like he was having a good old time, and one of the better catchers in the National League. And so I don't know what's next for him. I just hope and pray for his sake that he's going to be able to stay behind the plate, because I don't know. Maybe he could play first base somewhere else, but I don't see him playing first base here with Josh Bell. Unless he's traded and moved, and then that's a tough thing to do too. How do you trade Francisco Cervelli with the history? Is somebody going to trade him to put him at first base? I don't think so. So is somebody going to want him and roll the dice that he's going to be healthy enough to catch? I just hope that that this can, somehow the head gets cleared up and he doesn't take as many hits and he can continue to catch.
John, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend in Cincinnati. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
See you, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, John Wehner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.